Amber Alert is out for this two-year-old boy who was missing from Leesburg. Trenton Duckett's mother reported him missing last night from their home. First News reporter Samantha Knapp is live at the Leesburg Police Department with the latest information. And Samantha, at this point, investigators believe foul play was involved.
They do. They actually looked at the window of the bedroom that this two-year-old was sleeping in at about 7 o'clock was the last time his mother saw him. And when they looked at that window, they saw some suspicious sort of signs that maybe someone forced their way into that window. So right now, police are taking this case very, very seriously. One parent was home at the time with this two-year-old. She said she saw him again at about 7 o'clock at night. Then 2 hours later, when she went to go check on him in that bedroom, he was not there. It's unclear if she heard or saw anything suspicious during the hours leading up to the two-year-old's disappearance. Bloodhounds have tried to pick up a scent near the apartment at 1416 Griffin Road and anywhere in the area, but so far have been unsuccessful in discovering any leads.
In the 21 years I've been here, we've never been looking at anything like a potential abduction type case where it may be a stranger. We've had parent involvement, parent interference, other domestic type situations. And obviously we're looking at all angles in this case, and we just want to get Trenton home safe.
So the Leesburg Police Department this morning finding itself in somewhat uncharted waters. Again, they have not worked a case like this in several years. They are asking for the assistance from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, hoping FDLE will come in and sort of help in this search for this two-year-old. Again, here is his picture. He's 2 years old, short brown hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing denim shorts, possibly a striped t-shirt. He may not be wearing his t-shirt, according to his mother. Again, this is of high concern for the department and a priority. They do want results today. They're asking anyone with any information to call the Leesburg Police Department or Crime Stoppers.